Hey there, awesome life group leaders. It's Nathan Shireman, one of your campus life pastors serving at the Lewis Center campus. I'm really excited about this LeaderCast. This LeaderCast is going to be a trip down memory lane. We're going to look back at some of the celebrations and the wins that we had for our life groups in 2022. If you recall, 2022, we really returned back from isolation. There were a lot of Zoom groups taking place prior to 2022. Maybe some of the groups hadn't even been meeting at all. And 2022 sparked the return to homes again, return to meeting face-to-face, and that's a huge celebration. And we had so many people connect into life groups because of that. So many people realizing that isolation wasn't good, that community, authentic community, was a better scenario. And we had a lot of people realize how important life groups were to them. So we had a record number of people join into life groups, but we also had a record number of new leaders training for future life groups. So we're really excited about 2023, because in 2022, we've trained a record number of leaders through our new leader orientation. And because we have so many new leaders, and because we have so many awesome leaders currently, we really focused in on 2022 about leader development and leader support. I have a huge long list of things that we were working on in 2022 to help support our leaders. So I'll just quickly go through them. But the LeaderCast, similar to what you're listening to now, was a really important, I think, entity in our development of leaders. We covered topics of spiritual intimacy and life group on mission and multiplying myths and balance as a leader. So these LeaderCasts, they're continuing to go strong, and there's now this huge back catalog of all these different topics that you can listen to that are on our leader website. And we also had a LeaderCare podcast, a LeaderCare podcast startup that Brett Castle and Christy Lowe have put together for us. And I can't thank them enough for doing this, because they're covering some topics like creating safe and caring spaces, and suicide, and balance in life, and healthy boundaries. These are some incredibly powerful topics that need to be talked about. And all of these podcasts are now available in the same place that you'd find the LeaderCasts. So I highly encourage you to take a listen to those. Next, I want to highlight our coaches. Our coaches are incredible. They have helped in so many ways. And I would encourage you to reach out to your coach and say thank you for all the time and prayer that they give to our groups. And speaking of coaches, they actually were in some of our new leader orientation videos that we put together in 2022. These new leader orientation videos covered wildlife, serve the city, multiplication, and core values. And they're found the same place that you would find the LeaderCast or the LeaderCare podcasts. So I encourage you to really look at those videos, because they help solidify in our minds some of the key components to our life groups. And we had bridge groups, incredible bridge groups take place. We had the resources to point people to some of these bridge groups that had never maybe taken place before. Some of the topics that we covered were marriage bridge groups and grief groups and financial bridge groups. We did deeper Christian study. We had a grandparenting bridge group. We had mental and spiritual health groups. And then this next term, we're working on a fostering and adoption bridge group. So we're really excited about that. And then we heard that wildlife was a little bit tricky to use. And so we simplified wildlife. We made it easier to use. We started using a video-based curriculum using What's in the Bible. And I lead wildlife a couple times each term. And I can tell you, the kids, they really love it. And in fact, as an adult, I really love it too. The videos are really easy to use, and they're engaging. And adults and kids are learning a lot from the What's in the Bible videos that are presented. And then we have our writing team, and the writing team is expanding, and we're putting even more development into this team, and we're helping create new resources and make the closer looks even better to use for our life group leaders. So these are all ways that we're trying to support our leaders, because we know that we have hundreds and hundreds of people across all five of our campuses And yes, that's right, 5 of our campuses. So that's another big accomplishment in 2022. We saw God provide 2 more campuses to LifePoint. So we're celebrating that in 2022. So we've had all these people join into life groups, and we know as leaders, we couldn't do this without you. We are truly a multiplying church, and we're multiplying our groups. We're multiplying our campuses. We have this multi-generational focus that is developing across many of our life groups, which I really love to see. I think we do life better together when there's just a multitude of generations involved. So we're really excited about that too. So I think 2022 was incredible, and I think 2023 is going to be even better. So thank you, leaders, for all that you do, and we really appreciate you. And I hope that you are saying thank you to God for all that he has provided to our life groups and how he has continued to mold authentic community here at LifePoint.